Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got my good friend Matt Rothschild with me. You can find his great work on the podcast Wisconsin Forward, everywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Matt, we've got quite a bit of news to cover this afternoon, and I have wanted to open this up and let folks call in because there are some through lines between all this stuff, from Lee Harvey Oswald to Epstein to the crazy QAnon and MAGA conspiracy machine, to Donald Trump coming face to face with that conspiracy machine and promises broken. Meanwhile, promises kept when it comes to absolutely dismantling the federal government and a Supreme Court that seems utterly, at least six of them, utterly unconcerned. Just within the last hour, again, the Supreme Court greenlighting in its emergency docket, its shadow docket, on a temporary order greenlighting Donald Trump's continued decimation of the Federal Department of Energy. Here's another line from the dissent from Justice Sotomayor. This case arises out of the president's unilateral efforts to eliminate a cabinet-level agency established by Congress nearly half a century ago. As Congress mandated, the Department of Education plays a vital role in this nation's education system, safeguarding equal access to learning and channeling billions of dollars to schools and students across the country each year. Only Congress has the power to abolish the department, yet by executive fiat, the president ordered the Secretary of Education to take all necessary steps to facilitate the closure of the department. Consistent with that order, Linda McMahon gutted the department's workforce, firing 50% of the staff overnight. And in her words, that mass termination served as the first step on the road to a total shutdown of the department.
I got one quote from Sotomayor I want to throw in the mix, too. The majority on the court, she said, apparently deems it more important to free the government from paying employees it had no right to fire than to avert the very real harms that this is going to cause.
Yeah, this I thought was telling. When the executive publicly announces its intent to break the law and then executes on that promise, it is the judiciary's duty to check that lawlessness.
But we've been seeing the Supreme Court just not worry about that at all, whether it's the Department of Education, whether it's birthright citizenship, doesn't matter to the six folks there.
And this is coming in conjunction with, folks, if you don't know who Emil Bove or Bove is, I'm going to spend some goodly time tomorrow with Jim Santel talking about it. Suffice it to say, he's a lawyer hatchet man for Donald Trump. He is in the model of... what's the Trump's old lawyer's name that taught him everything he knows? Deny, attack, that guy. That's Emil Bove. He is totally unqualified to be on the federal court anywhere, specifically an appeals court. Even federalists are opposing him. But the Bove nomination is happening while there is this whistleblower complaint that basically points to folks being told to maybe manufacture evidence against Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And then we had a federal court on Friday basically remind the Trump administration of the law of the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment, which means you can't racially profile people and pull, like, just herd up masses of people who happen to be black or brown or speaking Spanish and then demand that they start producing documents. That's not how it works. It's just been an extraordinary few days. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jake from Milwaukee, say hello to Matt. What you got for us?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
Oh, I know. No one talked to you. Oh, I just wanted to bring up about, well, the fact that Supreme Court, those six are either Federalist Society members or part of the Federalist Society members, which is created by Leonard Leo. Leonard yep. Leo is a Christian Dominionist, just like Russell Vogt, who is an Opus Dei Catholic, second tier, who is actually one of the rare where that he doesn't even have sex, right? He's celibate. So I think there's also a cultural part of this. They want to destroy anything that's not white and Christian in this country. And they want to bring about a second coming of white, Christianized America, the United States. I just wanted to add that. Because
yeah, and it's Jake's right. I mean, it's coming. If you look and you track back some of the podcasts that J.D. Vance has been on, some of the guys that J.D. Vance has name-checked, it's not just the far sort of Catholic extreme. And by the way, Amy Coney Barrett, there have been claims that she at one point was potentially a member of Opus Dei. I don't know if any of those allegations are true. I don't know if Russell Fote's celibate or not. But what you can objectively say is that there has now become a preferencing and a privileging of Christianity, especially evangelical Christianity and Catholicism, by the Supreme Court. And there are plenty of political actors out there who have linked their political desires for, quote, natural law or to dismantle the federal government and rebuild it, to have the head of a household, a man, execute all of the votes for that household, to count kids. I mean, there's all sorts of very nutty stuff out there. Matt, your thoughts on Jake's comments?
Well, I appreciate the call, Jake. And yeah, Christian nationalism is on the move here in the United States. I mean, you can see it in Pete Hegseth's stuff. You can see it in the stuff coming out of ICE. I think they did a video recently with a Christian nationalist message. I mean, I don't feel part of that.
Yeah. Scary times these, but our conversation continues on the other side. Tom Homan has been talking at the Turning Point Conference. There's a lot of young people at that same conference, a bit ticked off with our president. We're going to dig into Tom Homan's eyebrow-raising comments, to say the very least, and some of the conservative backlash over Epstein when we return right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.